Leroy here with you. Time to get to our favorite Tuesday game. The damage is done, my friend.
Damage is done.
Go around the room, say where the damage has been done that we've seen it. You guys get it at this point. If you don't. So mine goes to boy genius himself, Brad Stevens. Everybody was praising Brad Stevens. Oh, Brad Stevens, I can't believe you got more picks back for Drew Holiday. All you had to do was take Anthony Simons as Brad Stevens. Well, guess what, dude? They got the medicals on Drew Holiday, and old Joe Cronin said, let me get the picky back. And so now you just traded Drew Holiday for Anthony Simons. But the damage is done, my friend. Sorry.
Oh, wait.
No,
they have to give the picks back because Drew Holiday's hurt.
Apparently, they didn't love the medicals. And so they're like, all right, you just still take them. It's kind of awkward. So so the picks came back.
Wow.
And damage is done, my friend. You got lemon law. At least it's not like the Marlins. Done. You know, the Marlins one time traded for a hurt pitcher and they had to send him back.
Well, I will piggyback off of that because the Lakers made a trade last year and it got rescinded on the center and dude ended up balling out.
Oh, Mark Williams.
Yes.
Well, I think that the real hint on that might have been Dalton Connect because they traded him. And in that skier before the medicals all went. And so he thought he was a Hornet. And now he's stinking up the joint so far in Summer League. And mind you, he ain't Kasperis Jakachonis, who's 19. This guy got good. He can get a good rate on a rental car.
Oh, he's that old?
He's old, Dalton Connect. He's been around.
Did he go to like Utah or something?
Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
All right. Tennessee. I understand why you would say that though. Intangibles.
No, but if he's older, like
oh, you thought he went on a mission?
Yeah.
I get you. But anyway, he has not been off to an impressive start. Apparently, the big showdown everybody's waiting for this week is Cooper Flagg versus Bronny. That's the most expensive summer league ticket.
Really?
Yep.
You mean Cooper Flagg?
What did I say?
Cooper Flagg versus Bronny.
Yeah,
that's it. Like, they're going to see Cooper Flagg.
I guess. I thought I said Cooper Manning for a second. I was like, wait, what? Any other fan? Anyway, that's my damage. What's your damage?
Damage Jennifer? Is done.
So I was telling Marcos, I don't think we've ever addressed this, but I'm gonna bring it up because I want.
Yeah.
Remember when the Oilers booked out that restaurant to like if they were gonna win the Stanley Cup?
Yes, yes. I did hear about that.
The Panthers on the parade ended up ordering from the same restaurant sushi.
I did see that.
And I just thought it was trolls. So petty and so funny. And I had taken a picture of it to bring it up a long time ago, and I completely forgot. So the damage is also done on that. But I just wanted to, you know, bring it back up because it's a very important, you know.
Who do you think was leading that charge? Kachuk? He seems to be the most petty of them all.
The one that was holding it, I'm trying to see who it was.
All kind of seem.
Yeah,
like,
Lundell was there. I believe this is Barkey. I can't see faces that much, but
they've all been kind of petty.
Has anybody found Anton Lundell, or is he just partying up and down Los Solis?
He's in Los Solis.
He might be somewhere buried in the sand.
Well, don't they go back home right after the season?
I don't know if he does. If you're Mr. Los Solis, feels like he's like this is basically Finland to me.
He is home.
You know, I think Anton Lundell's in Finland.
No. I mean, Los Solas.
That's his home.
That's his home.
What's your damn? You know what? I actually we forgot to bring something because the Norman Powell news distracted us. But you go first, Frog Boy, and then I'll get to what else we forgot to get to yesterday.
See, we keep forgetting things, and I apologize. That's
unfortunate. You guys got to stay locked in. I'll be quick with mine then because this is the moment in the show where I usually bring up some sort of brawl. And that is yet another.
Wait, before you say, you know who was holding it?
What?
You know who was holding it?
Oh, who's
it was the polar bear.
Oh.
I just saw it. Okay. Sorry.
Now, speaking of hockey players, imagine, Leroy, you're at a golf course and someone is mouthing off and doesn't realize the person they're mouthing off to happens to be a former NHL player. That's what happened in this video here, where a guy, as you can see, gets the high ground with his vice shirt and thinks that he definitely has it. He's doing a lot of
huffing. Hey, does it make you more manly when you grab your junk?
I don't think so. No. And as you can see here, he attempts to push this man who's off camera before eventually getting pushed into the pond.
Oh, and God.
After he gets pushed into the pond, the little man, which I'm not sure what they were disputing. I think after you get pushed in the pond, you should probably stop fighting. But he gets up and he decides, I'm going to go toe-to-toe with this man. And he gives him the old hockey punches. As you can see here.
He grabbed the shirt. Bad habit.
He just grabbed the shirt, and that's when you know you definitely have a
Who the hell was that? That's a big ass hockey player.
That is a big ass hockey player indeed. And I can tell you that is NHLer Nick Tarnaski, which I don't know who he is, but
it sounds like hockey.
That sounds like hockey right there. Nick Tarnaski.
I thought the other guy was big.
Yeah, no, I mean, everything's about perspective. As soon as someone of adequate size moved up, you realize.
Angles, guys. Angles.
He's still trying to fight him?
It just doesn't go well for the other gentleman. Who did start?
He played for the Cats, didn't he?
His head bounced.
Tarnaski, look, he's even pointing at him like, please, sir.
I think he played for the Cats.
Why, look, he's modeling. Dude.
Okay. I think he played.
Stay in the water, sir. Still going.
I think he played for the Cats in the Dark Ages.
I love the way he looked over at this other guy and said, do you want some of this? No.
He just, okay, hold on. Look at the. He just tosses him. Oh, my gosh.
The guy says, no. I'm not your guy.
He's barely breaking a sweat.
That is interesting.
Unbelievable. He's still going.
Damage you know is done. What?
That's resilience.
Yeah, that's something.
You cool boy.
Oh, you we wet. You probably got a few more holes to play, and you got your ass kicked.
All right. We didn't get to this. You know, I don't even have time now. We got to get to this because we forgot to get to Leroy's admission yesterday from the weekend.
All right.
We'll take a break. Back after this.